Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might have seen in the news last week that we'll be able to fill in the 2027 census form online for the very first time. Now, a paper option will still be available, but it's the first time in Irish history that we'll be able to complete the form digitally. Well, for the latest on the changes and how it's all going to work, I'm joined on the line by Eileen Murphy, who's Head of Census Administration and Digital Transformation. Hello, Eileen.
Hello, Claire.
Lovely to have you with us. This is a really big change, isn't it? What is the reason behind it? Why go down this road?
Well, I suppose it's an exciting change. We have to move with the times, and people have been asking for a while now, why isn't there an online option in the census? And as we were going out with the census in 2022, the government actually approved the addition of an online option for 2027. So it's what we call a multi-mode census. So you, as you mentioned, you will be able to do it on paper if you still want to do it on paper, but you'll also have the option of doing it online if you want to do it online.
Right, so it's a choice, and no one will be forced to go online if they don't want to. But if people want Absolutely. The convenience of doing the online census form, how will it all work? Do you have to sit down and do it in one session?
Well, we've been working on in the background to build all the systems so that you can choose if you want to do it on your laptop, on the sofa, on the paper at the kitchen table, or even on your phone on the bus. You'll have the choice to do it whichever way you want. So we will have an online portal. You will have to confirm your address, your name, and a contact detail like a mobile number or an email address. And that will get you into your form. You can complete it all in one sitting if you want. And you won't need anything further. If you do want to stop and come back to it at a later date, that's the reason we take some of that contact details, because then we'll send you a one-time passcode to get back in.
Okay, so you can do it over a couple of sessions. How long, though, do you have to fill it out over time?
So we're moving as well from, I know in previous census we had what was called a de facto census, so it was where you were on census night. And this census we're going to move to where you usually live.
Okay.
So you fill it in where you usually live. Mm-hmm. So we will have a census reference date, but once we open up the portal, which is probably likely to be about 5 weeks before the census date, you can go in at any time in those 5 weeks and complete your form.
So that's a big change, because normally on census night, if Auntie Mary was staying the night, you'd have to include her on your form, but that's not the case now.
That's not the case. So if she usually lives in Ireland, she can fill it in at her own address in the weeks leading up to the night. And if she's just visiting from abroad or whatever, then she won't have to fill it in at all.
Right. Now, you've trialled the online system already in a number of places. How did that go?
Yeah, so something the size of a census, we can't just hope it'll go right on the night. So we've been doing a lot of work in the background to build those systems and to test to see that they work correctly. So last September, we did a pilot to do two things. One, to test new questions, because we got a lot of submissions for new questions for 2027. And two, to test this online platform and to see if it would work. And we got really good feedback to say that it was, people found it very straightforward and easy to do. And about 80% of people completed it online, about 20% on paper. And of the 80% that completed online, over half of them completed on a mobile phone. So as I say, it's very simple, and it renders to whatever screen you want to use, if it's a laptop or a tablet or a computer or a mobile phone. Mm-hmm. It, you can do it on any of them or move between them if you want.
And do we get to know what the new questions are at this stage?
So we're still in the process of analysing the results of the pilot. And next month, the Census Advisory Group will be reconvening to look at that analysis and make the recommendations for the questions. Mm-hmm. And their recommendations then go to government, and it's the government that actually decide what questions make it finally onto that form.
Right, so.
And they will also decide the date of the census as well in 2027.
It goes all the way up the line before the questions are agreed. And it's just interesting to note as well, from the pilots that you did, Eileen, did most people fill it out in one sitting if they were doing it online?
Yeah, nearly 80% did it all in one go.
Okay, they didn't go back to it again.
No.
And do you know how long it took them?
On average, it was in and around 20 to 25 minutes. It depends on the size of the household, obviously. So there's about 5 minutes for the, you know, if you remember those kind of household questions at the beginning of the form, and then roughly 5 to 6 minutes for each person in the household.
And what will this mean then for the census teams who are out and about? Because obviously you'll have some people who will still want to do the paper form, but will you need every household to get a knock on the door offering them the form?
So it'll be a mixture. We still will have a substantial field force that will come out to help people, because obviously this is the first time it is online and people might be a bit nervous about going online. So we will still have people that can come and help you if you have questions. But to go online, once we'll have a publicity campaign that will let you know when it's happening, and you can go onto our site, census.ie, at the time, and you'll be able to just go in and, as I said, that information, put in your address, name and your contact detail, and you can just get on and do it. And then if you want a paper form, you can either order it online, order it from our contact centre, or if one of our enumerators is in your area, you can get it from them.
Right, because it just might be interesting in terms of how it affects participation, because in the past we were all offered a form. You'll have to ask for a form now or sign up online.
You will. But we will, as I say, have people that will call. So as people do it online, we'll know that those houses have completed, and any houses that haven't completed, we may go and then knock on the door and say, look, is there a reason why you haven't completed? Is there anything you need help with, you know, and assist in that way.
So the teams will be more targeted and strategic when they're out and about then,
yes,
as a result.
Yeah.
The last time, many people I know, and we talked about it here on the programme as well, loved the time capsule aspect of the census. Will that be happening again?
It will. It will. Yeah, as you mentioned, it was the first time that the time capsule had been done anywhere in the world. It was a world first, and nearly 20% of people completed their time capsule. Nearly 350,000 forms had something written in that area. As you remember, we didn't actually look at that area, so we don't know what people had there, because they're locked away now for the 100 years. But it was really exciting, and other countries are testing and trialling as to whether they might do it in some of their censuses in the future. So there will be the option. It will still be on the paper form, and online there will be a digital text box that you can complete
fill in
whatever you would like to fill in.
And listen, we were wondering about that question, because it is lovely to look back and see the handwriting on the form. Are people concerned, or has this been raised with you, that link to the past might be lost because of the digital aspect of this?
No, I think in actual fact, we're going to add something to it. So obviously, if you love paper, you can still request that paper form. But a paper form is also inaccessible to some portions of the population. So I think by adding the online option, we're adding more accessibility. And I think what's in the text box is more important, the content. I know my own handwriting, if someone was trying to read that in 100 years' time, it might be a lot more legible to type it rather than reading my writing.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you on that.
We do have that romantic vision of seeing the handwriting, but remember as well that literacy levels weren't as they are now in some of those previous early censuses. So often it was the enumerator that wrote the return, not the householder. Mm-hmm.
Although you do see some beautiful handwriting from that time as well.
You know,
and I look at my own scrawl and I blush. Separately to this then, Eileen, the 1926 census, that was the first of the Irish Free State. We'll be able to see that online next year.
Yes, exciting times in the census world. The National Archives are actually working really hard at the moment to digitise the 1926 census. So I don't know if you've been on their site recently, but they've done a huge volume of work in upgrading the 1901 and 1911 censuses. It's much more accessible. And they are completing a digitisation and preservation project at the moment to be ready to release the 1926 census in April 2026, which is the 100 years after. I think 18th of April 1926 was when the census was held. And they would hope to have a lot more search functionality for the 1926 census.
So we can all go and have a rummage around there and see what they were up to in 1926. Eileen, great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Eileen Murphy there, Head of Census Administration administration and digital transformation. Coming up next on the programme, why is Ireland failing to meet its carbon targets?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.